tonight and having had the service to go. Amen. And I feel in my heart, amen, I've got what the Lord is going to have us to preach on tonight. So if you have your Bibles, amen, I pray you'd open them up in the book of Ezekiel tonight. We'll try not to be long, amen, but y'all know me.
Come on.
Amen. Long-winded Puckett.
Come on.
Amen. But y'all pray for us tonight, amen, and we'll do our best to bring what the Lord has laid upon our heart. Ezekiel chapter number 46. I begin to, like I said, pray and seek the Lord. And boy, we're living in a day, amen, when the church is seemingly under an attack. Amen. And there's so much, amen, false doctrine being spread around. False things about the church, amen. And so many worldly things going on in our country, boys, in a mess. Amen. And boy, we've come to a time, the Bible said there would come a day, there would come a day, amen, when they would call good evil and evil good. Boy, if we ain't living in that time, amen, it's not coming, it's here.
Amen.
I am 54 years old.
Come on.
And what was wrong and wicked when I was 12 years old, friend, I don't care what they tell you, it's still wicked today.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm telling you right now. Hey, I remember a time when I was growing up, amen, over there in Belvedere, in Decatur. Hey, man, buddy, you could go to bed at night. You could leave your doors open. I mean, we didn't have air conditioning. Bro, I'll tell you, all we had, amen, was one of them big squirrel fans, amen. And my daddy would sit in the doorway to blow cool air through the house. We had the windows open, the doors open. You could sleep at night with your bicycle laying out in the front yard and still be there in the morning. Hey, you don't have to worry about nobody coming in the house and killing you. Is everybody all right?
Come on.
Boy, you can't do it now. You wouldn't walk down the street I grew up on.
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
Right.
I'm just telling you. Amen. We're living in a day and a time. You know, the Bible said, you know what the Bible said about every nation that forgets God?
Be turned into hell.
Be turned into hell.
Amen. Is
that right?
Right.
So as I begin to think about the church, amen, and what the church's job is in these last days.
Come on.
Boy, Ezekiel chapter number 46, and we're going to do a little reading. Amen. They're passing laws. Amen. That just, I mean, I don't know what these people are thinking.
Amen.
I'm just telling you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, we need prayer. Is everybody
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Our country needs prayer. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what, I said our country needs prayer.
Right.
This ain't the same country I grew up in.
Amen.
Come on.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
I mean, this is not the same place I grew up in. Man, I can walk up Belva Avenue in Tinico, right there on Columbia Drive, amen, and I can go in there and I can buy, amen, a pack of bubble gum or a handful of bubble gum and walk home at 9 and 10 years old, and my mama didn't have to worry about it. Amen, she didn't have to worry about somebody, amen, coming by and snatching me up. Amen, but I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't let my grown children walk to the store today.
Amen.
They don't even live with me no more. Amen. Got one still at home. She'd stay there till I die. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. That's right. She'd stay there from now on. Amen. Hallelujah. And any of them that's moved off, they can move back in and bring the family with them.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? Ain't that right?
Amen.
Amen. I would put that on, but I ain't got no batteries. Amen. Turn time to give me that evil eye. Don't you know you ain't got that lapel mic on? Yeah, I know it. I preached the light out this morning. Amen. You know, you turn that little red light on, that means it's got power. Amen. When the light goes out, it means the battery. I preached the light out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. But anyhow, Ezekiel chapter number 46. I begin to read about this and think about the church and hope it'll help somebody tonight. Amen. I don't just pick stuff. I don't just arbitrarily say, okay, I'm going to get this or get that. I don't go on the internet, Brother Allen. I don't get on the websites. I don't get on the internet and find out, hey, what the best outline is. Amen. But what do you do, Brother Tracy? I get along with God. I get on my face before God. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have a library full of books. Glory to God, what do you got? I got a King James Bible. number 46. Y'all pray for us. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. Is everybody all right? Maybe you better understand. You better understand who's speaking. When he said the Lord, that's Jehovah. Amen. And he's the self-existent one. That means he was here before time. He's here through time. And when time is no more, he'll still be God. He'll still be alive and well. He's not going to lose his power. Amen. He doesn't need the world for him to exist.
Amen.
But boy, the world needs him for us to exist.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. And he's the Lord God. The word in the name of God is Elohim. Amen. And that simply means the strong one.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
The strong one. He is the strong one tonight. Amen. Amen. He's the self-existent strong one. He is almighty. Amen. There's never been anything stronger than him. There's never been anything he could not accomplish. Amen. He's never lost a battle. He's never even come close. Somebody said, what about Calvary? That was all in his plan. The devil thought he had it, but that was God's way of getting victory. Amen. And getting humanity redeemed back to him.
Amen.
Amen. So, we realize who's speaking here.
Right.
Amen. It makes a difference. It's not just the preacher up preaching.
Come on.
Hey, this is the word of God. I said, this is the word of God.
Right.
Amen. This is something real. I forgot my tie. Everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen. Usually when I get to preaching law, Zach, I can tighten it up and slow me down.
Come on.
And I forgot it. I might be here all night. I'm just teasing.
Come on.
Zach says, oh, Lord, I got to work in the morning, brother.
Come on.
Thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court. Now he's talking about the house of God here. Amen. You got to understand what we're talking about here, the tabernacle. Amen. The house in the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open. And in the day of the new moon it shall be open. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of the gate, of that gate, without. And shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate, then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before the Lord in the Sabbaths and the new moons. And I want to stop right there for just a minute. Well, let me read this next verse. And the burnt offering and that the prince shall offer unto the Lord in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And here they are coming to the house of God. Amen. The Bible said they prepared. Amen. And 8 times in this chapter, you'll find the word prepared. Amen. And there's something to that because the number 8 in the Bible, it means a new beginning. Amen. Amen. I tell you, do some of y'all good tonight. Amen. To just start a new chapter in your life. Hey, everybody, all right? Let's start a new chapter in your life, a new beginning with God. Amen. I'll leave that old stuff behind and get it right tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said they prepared. And what they brought in was the lambs without spot. When you come to the house of God, amen. When you come to the house of God, amen, you need to go ahead and get prepared before you get there. Hey, you know those lambs without spots, you know what that represents? That represents that sin offering.
Right.
Hey, amen. You need to come to the house of God prepared. Prepared to deal with your sin. Right. Amen. Because God's always prepared to deal with it.
Right.
Oh, man, they don't preach against sin much anymore, do they?
Right.
Everybody all right? Yeah. Amen. Everything I preach is against sin. Why? Because we're sinful. Amen. Our sinful nature. Our flesh. I live in this flesh. I know what it's like. Amen. We have to deal with sin on a daily basis. So when I come to the house of God, I'll be ready to come before God and let God deal with my sin.
Amen.
My life.
Amen.
Amen. And so as I begin to look at this, he said in verse number 4, or verse number 5 now, and the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs, as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish. And six lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. In other words, he said, man, you've got to come and you've got to bring an atonement for your sin. You've got to be prepared to deal, amen, with things in your life. Amen. And sometimes dealing with those things is uncomfortable.
Amen.
But here's the good part. Here's the best part. In the day in which we live, see, in the Old Testament, amen, in the Old Bible, amen, you used to have to go before the priest.
Right.
Amen, you used to have to confess to the priest. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
I said, you used to have to confess to the priest.
Come on.
Not anymore.
Right. Amen.
Right, right.
Amen.
Not anymore.
Amen.
That's done away with.
Amen.
It. Because
right.
We have a high priest.
Amen.
The Bible says we have a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He's the one that you talk to. I don't need to know your sin.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? You don't owe me no confession. You don't owe no man no confession. Amen. God already knows how you live. Amen. He's the one you talk to. He's the one that can give you forgiveness.
Amen.
And the only one. Is everybody all right? I don't know if I got off on that. But it's true. You used to have to confess to man, to the priest. Now we come before God. Amen. Through our high priest, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen to this. Verse number 7. He shall prepare a meat offering, an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and for the lambs according to his hand shall attain unto, and an hin of oil and an ephah. And when the prince, listen to this, and when the prince shall enter, he shall go in by the way of the porch of that gate, and he shall go forth by the way thereof. But when the people of the land shall come before the Lord, listen to this. This gets us. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
This gets us, children. Amen. When the people of the land shall come before the Lord in the solemn feast, he that entereth in by the way of the north gate, listen to this, to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate. And he that entereth by the way of the south gate shall go forth by way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go forth over against it.
Right.
What are you saying, preacher? Well, when I look at that, it just jumps off the page at me. Don't leave the same way he came.
Amen. Right.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
Everybody, when you come to church, you should never leave
right.
The same way you came. If you came in here tonight lost and on your way to hell, I got good news for you. You don't have to leave that way.
Amen.
You don't have to walk out the same way you walked in. God said, when you come to church, church ought to have an effect on you.
Amen.
Church ought to change you.
Amen,
friend. That's right. Church ought to do something for you.
Right.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Oh, I know everybody. I know how the world folks think. Oh, church. I don't go to church because it's boring.
Come on.
Hogwash.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Amen. Only kind of church I know is shouting and running.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Praising God. I mean,
amen.
He only saved me from hell.
Amen.
I said he only saved me.
Amen.
I was 23 years old. I was rough as a cow. I mean, buddy, I'd fight you at the drop of a hat. And Jesus come to where I was at. And he saved me from hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Help me.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Hey,
hell,
man. I don't worry about that crowd gets over
amen.
Missing hell.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
Somebody said hell ain't real. Hell's just as real as heaven.
Amen.
Matter of
right.
fact, you'll find more in your Bible written about hell than
right.
you'll find written about
amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
That's right. And when we come to the house of God, we need to come ready to do business with God so that we don't have to leave the same way we came.
Amen.
And that's what he's saying to me. Amen. Listen, when you come to the house of God, amen, you come in, you're carrying baggage, you're carrying sin, you're carrying something that's filthy and dirty.
Yeah.
Amen. You can come to the altar and leave it, and you can leave different than when you came in.
Amen. Right. Come on.
Right. Church ought to change a man.
Amen.
Church ought to change a man. Church ought to change a woman.
Come on.
Amen. Church ought to change children.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
Get the right church and change.
Amen.
Get the right church of change.
Right.
Maybe get something that's real where the Holy Ghost at, it'll change.
Amen.
Get somewhere where God shows up, it'll change.
Amen.
Maybe you're hungry for it. Maybe when God speaks to a man,
Amen.
When God speaks to a man, he knows. Amen.
Right.
He knows it's God. And buddy, it'll change. Amen.
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 Might not like it. Might not like it, but it'll change it.
Amen.
Right.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. Church. Church ought to change you. Amen. Church needs to impact your life.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
Church needs to impact your life.
Amen.
I'm not talking about working something up.
Come on.
I'm not talking about getting girls up here in mini skirts and getting fog machines and purple blue lights and get them gyrating all over the stage. Amen. To the lust for you to lust after. I'm talking about church. It'll impact your life spiritually.
Amen.
Bible says that we live in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Bible also says if we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
That's going to take some doing, friend.
Right.
That's going to take some dealing with sin.
Right.
That's going to take some coming to church.
Amen.
You know what? You know what? The Bible said it pleased God.
Yeah.
At the foolishness of preaching.
Amen.
To save them that would believe.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Come on.
You'll never get saved until you hear preaching.
Amen.
How come you can say that? Because I got scripture for it. I promise you, I'll never tell you anything that ain't backed up by the scripture.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not in the popular boys club.
Come on.
I ain't in the good old boys club. Yeah. Everybody know that?
Right?
Amen. Boy, they used to invite me to come preach a lot of revivals. Amen. Until I went there and just preached. Then they quit inviting me.
Come on.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Preachers don't quit preaching.
Yeah.
Bible said, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Right.
But the time will come.
Yes,
the
sir.
Time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine. He said to preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season.
Right.
But we're living in a time, the Bible says, where they were heaping themselves teachers. Having itching ears. Oh,
Amen.
Preacher, just tell me I'm okay. Preacher, just tell me I'm doing fine. Preacher, just tell me I'm going to miss hell and I'm going to be in heaven and everybody's going to be happy. I can't tell you that. And that's something that you're going to... The Bible says let every man work out his own salvation.
Amen.
I can't tell you that you got it.
Come on.
That's something you got to tell.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Come on. Amen.
And so as I begin to look at this, and he said, I want you to come in this way, but I don't want you to leave in that way.
Amen.
I want you to leave a different way.
Right.
Right.
I want you to leave different, amen, than when you came.
Amen.
See, church ought to impact us. That word impact is a violent shock.
Yeah.
How are you going to get a violent shock in a monotone voice?
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
Why you think these old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled preachers preach like I do? Amen? It
Come
just
on.
Shocked the fire out of them, don't
it? Yeah. Yeah.
You're supposed to hear me for the first time. Man, I will never forget.
Come on.
I'll never forget. I was preaching one time and I said something. Amen. And it was right. And it looks like I was like, violent shock.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen,
Come on.
Brother. Brother Tracy, why don't you preach a love message every once in a while? Here's your boy. Amen. The Bible says love, not the word.
Amen.
You want to preach on that a while? Amen. You're wrapped up in the world. You fall in love with the world, the things of the world. Amen.
Right.
The Bible says love, not the world. Neither the things that are therein. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says to flee fornication.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
See, church ought to impact our life to make us change.
Amen.
It ought to be a violent shock. Amen. When we walk in covered in sin, amen. The Bible says, to be impacted, a violent shock, a force against something else. Buddy, the church ought to help you stand against sin. The church ought to be a force in your life against the things of the world and the wiles of the devil that's trying his best to disrupt your life and corrupt your family. The church ought to be a force against that.
Amen.
In a child of God's life.
Right.
Man.
Is everybody okay?
Man.
The church ought to be important
Amen.
To a child of God.
Right.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
I get in trouble around here most of the time. Because I go to preaching against everything.
Come on.
Amen. I preach against Baal on Sunday.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
Everybody okay? Amen. That's right. I preach against bull riding on Sunday.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Come on.
Everybody all right? Amen. That's right. I preach against hunting on Sunday.
Amen.
Everybody okay? Amen. Church ought to be more important to you. Amen. Than the secular things of the world on Sunday.
Amen.
I'm not saying you can't ride bulls.
Come on.
Amen. But when it's church time on Sunday, y'all be in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let y'all not hit ride the bull.
Come on.
The lost not hit. Everybody
on.
Okay?
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Come on.
Amen. Hey, you stay at the deer stand on Sunday, and God's probably going to let a 12-point buck walk by you on Monday.
Come on.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen. That's right. Well, I get in trouble. Church ought to be important. Church ought to be of great significance and of great power.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, if you'll get faithful to the house of God, you'll have power with God. God blesses
Amen.
Faithfulness. I said, God blesses faithfulness. Hey, right. Hear me out. God blesses faithfulness.
Amen.
Plain and simple. Amen. You want power with God, be faithful to his house. Let him Amen. Come important in your life.
Amen.
Amen. And another thing, church ought to improve your life.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on.
Church ought to bring some standards to your life.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Oh, we don't like that today in which we live. Church, Holy Ghost preaching like this ought to bring some conviction on your life.
Amen.
And if you'll deal with it, it'll make your life better.
Amen.
Yeah. It'll make your relationship with God better.
Amen.
Hello, is everybody all right?
Amen.
Church ought to improve your life. Amen. Ought to make it become better. Amen. Ought to make it better.
Please.
Amen. Church ought to make your life better.
Amen.
And it sure has made my life better.
Amen.
I'm telling you, made my life better. Just kept me out of jail.
Right.
Got saved, born again, washed in the blood. Amen. You know what I've done? I just started going to church.
Amen.
I just started going to church.
Right.
Come on.
Amen. I didn't miss.
That's right.
Amen. I was Puckett. Amen. I was Puckett every year downtown Atlanta to Hilton. Amen. On New Year's Eve, are you hearing me? Amen. We'd have a big bash.
Come on.
We'd have a big bash. But everybody would be around Puckett. Amen. Because I was an idiot.
Come on.
Everybody all right? I thought I was cool.
Come on.
I was an idiot. Amen. People would laugh. And so I got born again, saved, washed in the blood. December the 17th, 1989.
Amen.
December the 17th, 1989. The Lord Jesus Christ miraculously saved my soul
Amen.
From a devil's hand.
Amen.
Changed my life. Amen. Amen. I didn't know what folks done. I just started going to church.
Amen.
New Year's Eve rolled around, and guess what? The church was having church.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
The church was having watch night service. It was having church.
Come on.
I said, well, I'm going to church.
Amen.
So my buddy that I run with all the time, amen, we run around a couple of them. Amen, they got me in the car. Amen, I was going to eat. And I told them how the Lord saved me. Amen, how I'm missing hell. They won't know what I was doing for New Year's Eve. They said, man, we're going down here. We're going to rent a room down here to Hilton. Or the Holiday Inn. I said, no, I'm not going this year, boys.
Amen.
Yeah, come on.
What? I said, I ain't going this year. They said, well, where are you going, Puckett? We'd go with you. We'd go with you.
Come on.
I said, I looked at Brother Eric. I said, I'm going to church. And this is what they say. They looked at me. And they said, ah, you kidding us, boy.
Come on.
I said, no. I said, I'm going to church. Nah, you ain't going to church on New Year's Eve. I said, I'm going to church.
Amen.
They said, what do you mean? I said, man, I got saved.
Yeah.
I got saved.
Right.
I got saved.
Amen.
And he looked at me
right.
as serious as he could be, and he said, saved from what?
Come on.
Well, nobody told me that.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just know when I knelt down that night, amen, I was going to hell, and when I got up, I wasn't.
Amen.
So I looked at him. I hadn't asked nobody no questions.
Come on.
See, the Holy Ghost will give you the answer
yep.
in the hour that you need it.
You're right.
And I looked at him, he said, saved from what? And I looked at him dead in his eye.
Right.
With a smile on my face. And I said, saved from hell, brother.
Amen.
And he looked at me and he got serious for a minute. And he said, huh. He said, is that where you think he's going? Oh man, I never had witness to nobody. I ain't been saved for just a couple of weeks. I said, yeah. I said, that night at that church, God come by, and you know how we used to joke, we was going to party in hell, we was going to take over, and all these different, we was going to have a keg of beer, and all this stuff. I said, you know how we used to joke about that? Yeah. I said, it ain't going to be that way.
That's right.
Yeah, come on.
I said, it ain't going to be that way.
Amen.
And I didn't know any scripture. I didn't know nothing. Amen. Only thing I know, amen, is I didn't get saved to go to heaven. Hey, that night, amen, God was dangling me off over hell. Amen. And he scared me half to death. Amen. I realized at that point, hell was real. The flames were real.
Right.
And I ran that altar in a puddle of tears. And I cried out to God because I didn't want to go to hell.
Amen.
But church changed my life that night.
Amen.
I've been going ever since.
Hey, right.
Amen.
Oh, they some of them walked off and left me.
Come on.
They walked off and left me. And it broke my heart. And I'm not the same man I used to be.
Hey,
come on.
Amen. I was rough as a cob, boy. Of course, I wasn't rough as Brother Eric. He'd been in jail 5 times. Prison. See, me and Brother Eric, we didn't know each other before he got out of prison that last time. And come waltzing up in here, done got built all up, beefed up. Amen. Had his square-toed biker boots on. Had his chain drive wallet in. Had them prison tattoos on. Come walking up in here, and I thought, oh God, what are you saying to me? Turned out to be one of my best friends.
Amen.
One of my best friends.
Amen.
That's right.
Me and Brother Eric Dixon had met before we got saved. It'd been one of those. It'd been unsearchable, or you'd been dead. One of us would have been dead. Amen. That's right, one of us would have been dead. See, church improved my life.
Amen.
It impacted my life.
Amen.
Amen. It became very important to me the night I got saved.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't know any of the people that went there except my sister and her family. She invited me. Isn't that something? Sister invited me to the house of God. I got saved.
Man.
Invited me to a Christmas play. December the 17th, 1989. Do you know what December the 17th is? That's a very important day in my life.
Come on.
Because December the 17th, 1966, I was born.
Come on.
To James and Ella Puckett.
Come on.
So on my birthday, to shut my sister and my niece up,
come on.
I went to church.
Man.
And I said, when I get done, I'll meet up with my buddies, and we'll sure enough celebrate my birthday.
Come on.
Am I all right?
Yeah. Come on.
We'll get it done. Amen. Never met up with them.
Amen.
Fell in that altar that night. Got saved, born again on my birthday. Amen. I'm so dumb, God had to let me get saved on my birthday, so I won't forget it. All right. Best birthday present I ever had.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
Church. Through the blood and the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the one that done the saving.
Right.
But here's the thing a lot of people don't even realize. I don't reckon they realize. See, Christ died for the church.
Right.
So we should be able to live for it.
Amen.
Right. And respect it and honor it.
Amen.
Amen.
Church ought to change it.
Amen.
Right. Church changed me. Jesus done the main changing. Understand that.
Come on.
But church became so important in my life. Made such an impact on my life.
Come on.
Amen. That it improved my life greatly. Met my beautiful wife at the house of God.
Come on.
Are you hearing me?
Man.
Down at the church house.
Amen.
I met my wife. Man, I preached my first message at the church.
Amen.
I stood up in the church and confessed my call to preach.
Amen.
Amen. Church has been an important part of my life ever since I've been saved. Born again. I never hardly even darkened the door before I got saved.
Come on.
I would go on maybe Christmas or Easter. I remember the last time I went before I went that time. I don't know who was preaching at Heights Chapel Baptist Church, but I know it was Easter Sunday. It was a big old man. It was a big old man. My mama, see, she was saved as a little girl, but she didn't go to church because my daddy was a drunk, and he liked to beat on her, and he beat on me and my brother till we got big enough he couldn't beat on us. Everybody all right?
Come on.
So I went to church that Sunday morning, and I sat in the back row where Tiny sat. I might have been with Zach. Sat on the very back row that morning. That church was full. And this big old man, I don't know who he was. The man he got to preaching that morning, I can't tell you what he preached. And every time he'd come down and say something about hell or heaven, being saved or lost, but he'd throw that finger out there like that. Have y'all ever seen Go-Go Gadget? Man, that finger would stretch all the way from the pulpit to the back pew.
Come on.
And just dangle right there in front of my nose.
Come on.
That man was pointing me out.
Come on.
I don't know how in the world he knew it. We didn't go to that church. My sister went there. She probably ratted me out. Said, preacher, now my brother's going to be here, and he's sorry no count, and he's going to hell, and you need to preach to him. That's what I think happened. I can't prove it. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. That ain't what happened. Holy Ghost got up in that man.
Amen.
One of them old-fashioned Holy Ghost preachers.
Amen.
And he got up there and he preached. And you know what I did, man? I hung on to the bench. I hung on to the pew. I looked at the floor. Man, as Brother Tony says, I was looking for a quarter. I was looking for anything to keep my eyes off that man up there preaching.
Come on.
And I walked out that church that day, and I said to myself back here, Jonathan, I said, well, if I ever get out of here, I'll never come back.
Come on.
I was like 15, 16, maybe 17 years old. I said, I'll never come back. That man ain't going to talk to me like that.
Right. Come on.
And you know what? I never went back till that night, December 17th, 1989.
Amen.
That's the night the Lord said.
Amen.
The church changed.
Amen.
Coming to the house of God, Jesus Christ saved me. Amen. And I love the church.
Amen.
He died for the church. Right. Amen. I'm going to do my best to promote the church. Ain't got no sad stories about the church. Yeah. And we got the best church around.
Amen.
We got the best people around. I know. Right. Amen. Some of them's gone on vacations. Amen. All the time. But I'm telling you right now, we got the best people in the world.
Amen.
Come on.
Well, I've seen them. I've seen them love on people and help people.
Come on.
Right. Well, why don't you talk bad about the church?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The church ought to change. Don't leave the same way you came.
Amen.
Somebody come on to the piano. Tell you what, Miss Brandy Busby, you come up here and sing. I just feel like maybe you enjoy. Y'all didn't sing. God sees the whole picture, big picture.
Bless you.
Y'all, how about y'all come say? I know that don't even sound like altar call song, but that's what the Lord laid on my heart.
Amen.
God sees it all.
Yep.
God sees the big picture tonight. Amen. God knows why I preached this message tonight. Had a baptism, boy. Just preach what the Lord said. It's up to you what you do with it. You can leave the same way you came, or you can leave different. Leave different. I'm going to say it like this. The night I left different, I'm so glad I did.
Amen.
The night I accepted my call to preach, finally after running and running and running for months, I'm so glad I did. I told the Lord I ain't been saved long enough. I told the Lord I was ignorant, didn't understand the Bible. I told the Lord I wasn't worthy of the life I lived. I said, Lord, who would listen to me?
Yeah.
Come on.
I just can't. See, God qualifies to me.
Amen.
So tonight, don't leave the same way you came. Let God work a work in your life. Amen. Keep you shouting. keep you smiling.
Amen.
Amen. When folks think you ought to be crying and blowing your brains out, man, you'll be lifting up your hand praising the Lord. Amen. You'll see it through. And, buddy, God will bless you and your family. Can I say it like this? God ain't made us rich by no means. But as y'all can tell, I ain't missed no money. God has been good to me.
Amen.
He is taking care of me.
Amen.
I mean, we face trouble just like everybody else. But the difference is God has walked through it with us.
Amen.
I love you tonight. God loves you. And while we stand, while they sing this song tonight.